Another round of deadly weather hit the Midwest last night. In Iowa, at least 4 people were killed and 40 injured at a Boy Scout camp. Another tornado in Kansas has killed at least 1 person. Towns across the region are dealing with the worst flooding in 15 years, causing collapsed bridges, overflowing sewers, and concerns about stressed dams and levees. The National Weather Service and the Storm Prediction Center say more storms are likely today in some of the same areas from Kansas to Wisconsin. Joining us now for more about the Boy Scout camp in Iowa is Beth Trejo from the Red Cross, who spent some time with the families. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us what was happening last night?
Well, it was a long night for everyone last night. Those victims and the Boy Scouts that were involved, as well as their families and their loved ones that were waiting on word as to where their child was and what the situation was. So it was difficult for everybody. The Red Cross had mental health workers in there. We had some spiritual counselors in there to come in and to help the families. They would sit and listen and talk and really provide someone to talk to in their time of need. And so during that time, I did get a chance to talk to a couple of the boys affected, and their stories were just remarkable. They were some of the most courageous and inspiring young men I have ever come into contact with, and it was really interesting to hear what they had to say.
And we're talking about campers between the ages of 13 and 18 years old. They were at a leadership training camp, and we've seen reports this morning that a search and rescue team has been deployed. Are some of the Boy Scouts or any of the adults who were with them, is anyone missing?
Well, from what I have heard, I don't think that anybody is particularly missing. They just want to make sure that there wasn't any additional campers in the area or somebody that they were not aware of. But that is just what some of the reports around here have noted.
Lloyd Rothstein, the president of the Boy Scouts of Mid-America Council, he spoke a few minutes earlier today. Let's listen to what he said.
Today is a tragic day for scouting. We want to express our deepest sympathies to the families and to all those affected by this tragedy.
And Beth, it's a very difficult and sad time for the Boy Scouts, but also all over Iowa people have been really hit by these storms. What's happening now today?
Well, we have some storms going on throughout our 5 states, and we've had some tornadoes and flooding, and we're just trying to keep everyone safe and keep up on those relief efforts. We have chapters all over the country and those in the Midwest that are responding to that, and so we're just providing the relief and getting the help as it's needed.
Beth, quickly before we go, you mentioned that the boys that you spoke with were so courageous and so remarkable. What one story that you were told by the boys really sort of is an emblem of that for you?
Well, one of the boys, who was an older boy in the camp, told me a story about how he, as the tornado was coming through, they had very little time, and so they got under and they ducked for cover, and as the wind blew, he helped hold the other boys down, literally by grabbing their arms. And it's amazing how one person can take action so quickly and possibly save the lives of so many.
Beth Trejo from the Red Cross, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you well.
Thank you.
Beth is in Sioux City, Iowa. Boy, that's an amazing story.
And there's just more storms predicted today. We should also add there were tornadoes last night, not only in Kansas and Iowa, but in southern Minnesota and eastern Nebraska. They touched down, but no injuries reported from those two spots.
Bad weather.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.